City councilors in Lawrence are set to take legal action against the city's mayor for trying to carry out what they characterize as a land grab. At issue, Mayor Brian DePeña wants to transfer a long list of city properties without seeking approval from the council. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
A gush of water runs under the ruins of a factory, the power source of a long-gone paper mill. The old mill burned down a few years ago, and until recently was a homeless encampment. Lawrence City Council President Giovanni Rodriguez says the four-acre site has the kind of development potential old cities seldom see.
A property like this coming up, available for development, a lot of people have a lot of interest. And this is a water frontage property that is right at the Merrimack River.
The site is among 11 blighted or underused city properties that could transform some of the grittiest parts of downtown Lawrence. And they could bring in tens of millions of investment dollars to one of the poorest cities in Massachusetts. The city singled out the mill property in an urban renewal plan in 2016. But now that it's time to execute the plan, Lawrence Mayor Brian DePeña is battling the city council over who's in charge. The administration argues it can go around the council and through its redevelopment authority reach deals with private developers. But Council President Rodriguez says the council has the right to vote on how each property is used.
The only thing that I can tell you is this is not transparent. They probably want to do some type of project that maybe the community might not approve it.
Across the river from the paper mill site is Pemberton Park, a ramshackle riverwalk with an ugly parking lot alongside it filled with box trucks and oil stains. The urban renewal plan calls for transforming the area into a sprawling green space with a concert venue inspired by Boston's Esplanade. But councilors say the mayor now wants to scrap that plan and build housing instead. Housing expert Maggie Church served as project manager for the urban renewal plan. She recently told the city council she has serious concerns about a centerpiece of the plan being abandoned.
The plan is very clear that that park, that the desire of the public and the community as expressed in the plan is for a concert venue and expanded public park, not for residential development on that site.
The mayor's office says conditions have changed over the past 7 years. Now Lawrence faces a severe housing shortage, and the city needs tax revenue that won't come from a park. Octavian Spanner is a senior advisor to the mayor and his right-hand man on development.
Back then in 2016, they said, let's make it green space. Then we need to reevaluate, see if that is consistent with the needs of the community now.
As the development clash spills out into public view, two lawyers employed by the city are presenting conflicting legal views. At Lawrence's last council meeting, city attorney Timothy Houghton objected to the mayor's move to bypass the council.
My opinion is each individual lot, there should be an approval by the city council.
Siding with the mayor is a lawyer for the Lawrence Redevelopment Authority. That's the quasi-city agency handling urban renewal efforts. Brian Corrigan argued that in passing the renewal plan, the council effectively gave the mayor control of the properties. Corrigan said the council is too busy to deliberate over the future of each property.
What you guys have here is a massive agenda every 2 weeks, hundreds of items on your agenda, and I don't think this is the appropriate forum or venue for assessing redevelopment projects.
Lawrence is not alone in its battles over development, money, and power. In Boston, for instance, the mayor is all but dissolving the redevelopment agency to create a city planning department. And some towns are rebelling over having to allow more affordable housing under a new state law. In Lawrence, the DePeña administration is doubling down on its redevelopment power. The mayor dispatched his lieutenant, Octavian Spanner, to head the authority and push his agenda.
Once we saw that the politics that was being played, then the mayor said, no, we're wasting our time. We need to really implement and execute what the city council has already approved.
The council is standing its ground. They voted 4-3 to take legal action to stop the mayor from transferring the properties.
At this point, I will call the questions. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Councilors in Lawrence plan to hold a special meeting about urban renewal efforts next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.